This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven and a half the hour now. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week of July 12th to the 16th. Stories and people that have been on the mainstay of conversation stations. Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine goes through, listens to a lot of talk radio programs and talks to programming people, hosts and program directors to get a sense as to what really the pulse of the nation is conversationally. So we have the top 10 stories, which I'm going to go through. Sometimes I take them one at a time, sometimes I go through them. And the ladies of the DJV program, that include Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, are here to put their touch, if you will, on these stories. The people list, let's do that first, actually. On the people list at number 10, it's an interesting combination of Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos, both involved in the space race. At number 9, Jovenel Moise. Is that how you pronounce your name? Is that Moise?
It's not her, it's a he. Yeah, he's the Haitian president
that got Oh, he's Gonzo, right.
But okay. Moise is correct, yes.
Moise, thank you. At number 8, Pukin Putin and Xing Zhang Zung from China. Number 7, Mitch McConnell. He doesn't deserve any respect, and I give him none. So I'll make fun of him as much as I can. No good SOB in my book. Okay. Mitch McConnell is at 7. Joe Manchin is at 6. Nancy Pelosi, 5. Kevin McCarthy, 4. Mark Milley. I don't know that name either. Where did I miss out on him this week?
Like a who's who.
Yeah, exactly.
He headed up defense in the country.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He did or he does?
Wait, no, he did. Former.
When?
Yeah.
Well, when he... He ran the Defense Department?
Joint Chiefs of Staff. Easy for me to say. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I think he actually is still there, by the way.
He must have written a
current book.
Yeah. Do you write a book? He's like everybody else writing a book.
There is a new book that he's featured in. I don't believe he wrote it, but
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of books, Trump is number 2, and Joe Biden is number 1. On the story list, the space race. A lot of great conversation there, kind of fun to talk about what's going on there. And I have Victoria explain how you can get a free ride into space. At number 9, the situation in Haiti, Cuba, Afghanistan all together here. I saw a review this week in one of the political journals about what happened in Afghanistan. Actually, it was a review written by a Chinese guy of our failures in Afghanistan, Iraq, and one other place. And that was pretty interesting because the Chinese are looking for any way that they can discredit the United States now.
I was going to say, did he also write a book about China's failures?
Yeah, right.
Because we're in the middle of a pandemic, so hello.
Right. No, I'm not sure. I'm sure he didn't. Number 8, speaking of relations with China and Russia, that is the number 8 item this week. The situation with the heat, the weather in the Northwest and the Northeast, what that's doing to all kinds of things, including the food supply, people's quality of health, you know, all that stuff. Let's see here. The immigration system and the problems with that. Number 6, inflation, the economy, the spending bills. Number 5, voter legislation, the attempts to change the rules for making voting. I don't know. It depends on your point of view, whether it's better or worse. Number 3, the investigation into January 6th. I think it's time for that. I mean, what are we doing here? What's the point? How much money are we going to waste? We all know what went on. Number 2, Trump books. And number 1, COVID, how dangerous the Delta variant is, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So let's start with number 2. Jennifer, what books are being spoken about with regard to Trump? I'm wondering, is he writing a book? Somebody's got to get him. to write a book.
No, I mean, he might be, but this isn't why it's on the list. There are some new books that are coming out, probably the most, I guess, the one that's been getting the most attention is a book that's called Landslide. It's another book by Michael Wolff. So these two books
Who's Michael Wolff?
He did a couple of other hit books on Trump earlier on in his presidency, but two other books about the last year of the Trump presidency are now kind of coming out. So Landslide is, I guess, the one that people are really focusing on. I Alone Can Fix It is the other. That's from Washington Post journalist Carol Lenning and Philip Rucker, and that one, they say, is more earnest and diligent to a fault. Wolf's book, however, is salacious, as it has been in the past.
This is more slamming Trump, is that what this is?
Well, there's
both
a lot of that,
books?
Yeah. So Michael Wolff did A Very Stable Genius, if you remember, that came out last year, and it's just like a bunch of newspaper headlines kind of taped together, essentially. And it,
you know what needs to happen? We need to get a life. Trump is not the president, so let it go. Why is there this interest in trying to beat him up or to build him up? He's not the president, and he probably never will be again. So what
Michael
is the
Wolff, I think he wants to prevent Trump from ever being president again.
Well,
I mean,
why is that up to him?
Political actor.
I mean, it's a free
for
country.
The Washington Post journalist, I mean, I'd imagine their want is probably the same, not to have Trump be president again. But, you know, a lot of people who cover White Houses try to profit, you know, as much as they can from their time covering the White House, and so they come up with these stories. But in it, you know, again, some of these claims, which are sometimes based in truth and other times not so much, you know, they say that he's mentally unstable. I mean, more of the same, that top generals thought that he was going to want to have a coup. I mean, just all of this stuff that you don't really know if it's true and where they're getting their information. I mean, if you're into it, I'm sure the people who don't like Trump are going to be all over it and reading it this summer, and the people who do like Trump aren't going to read it. So, you know, it's kind of up to capitalism, right?
Waste of time.
He's going to make some money off of it, for sure.
Okay. All right, number one, let's go back to that, the Delta variant, the vaccines. I see the latest, I had forgotten about this when we were talking about it earlier on the DJV program, that now we've had the home run derby this week, we had the All-Star game, so it's time for the second half of the season. Not so fast.
Right.
The Yankees were supposed to play against the Red Sox, but that didn't happen because, what, three of the pitchers, I think, for the Yankees came down with COVID. And I think they've all had shots.
During the All-Star break?
Yeah, could be.
Yeah.
They were on vacation and, you know.
Yeah.
There are surging cases in 49 states now. So vaccination rates are, you know, we did not come near herd immunity. We're just, you know, we're not there yet. And this Delta variant is, it's no joke. I mean,
pretty sticky.
People can, you know, dismiss it all they want, but, you know, fine. But don't come crying anybody when you're in the hospital, because that's what this thing does.
I guess, you know, for me, the different take on this is it's not about dismissing how serious COVID is. I've had it. It's not, you know, it stinks. My mom's probably got some long-haul symptoms that it stinks. But what are we doing about it effectively? Is it locking people down? Is it the mask mandate? Is it the vaccine? I mean, the Yankee players that we're talking about were vaccinated. Most of the breakthrough cases that we're hearing about are now, you know, in vaccinated people. So unvaccinated people, I get it. They haven't done protection. Maybe they don't take it seriously. We could even assume maybe they don't take it as seriously as they should. Mm-hmm. But people are still getting it despite the stupid muzzles that they're putting on their face in the form of masks. They're still getting it despite the vaccine. So it is very frustrating, I think, for someone who looks at this just from a different perspective and says, well, can anything prevent you from getting it? I mean, if you're meant to get it, are you just going to get it? I mean, is that, well,
no.
Yeah, I mean, does that sound crazy? I mean, is it like,
yeah,
I mean,
a little bit.
It seems like you're, well, how does that sound crazy?
Well, because there are degrees. There are relative degrees of everything, no matter how you apply whatever rules or whatever reality there is. So if you've had the vaccine and you get the Delta variant, the at least the studies that I've seen, you're not going to be hit as hard.
Yeah, but still, Jennifer, that's what
it doesn't mean. But here's my point: is this? Let me just explain. Maybe it didn't come out right. The thing is that most people who get COVID, even the Delta variant, aren't going to the hospital. Most of them are staying home. Not everybody.
Only
with the Delta variant is going to the hospital.
That's actually changing. That's not true. If you are vaccinated and you get the Delta variant, you're staying at home. You're going to feel lousy, but you're not going to need to be hospitalized. 99.9% of hospitalized COVID cases are in people who are not vaccinated. So if you're not vaccinated, you are risking hospitalization and intubation and all that other crap.
I'm saying neither of you could convince me that everybody right now who has COVID with the Delta variant unvaccinated.
Nobody's trying. I don't really give it. You know what?
I don't give a
damn whether you get the vaccine or not. If you want to put yourself and your family, I don't.
Thank you.
I honestly don't.
This is what I hear every day.
I know.
I hear you're stupid if you don't get it. So
I think that you are not maybe stupid, but
so
you're out of touch.
Think. And that's
which,
great.
I
you're
think
allowed to.
That there's a reason for getting it, and I am not one who advocates for vaccines. But I, for one, and we're all here to express our individual opinions about things, whether we agree or we disagree, and that's what the beauty is of our program. I do not think that it is smart to not have been vaccinated.
Great.
I don't
and
think
that's
there's
why
a
you
chip
got vaccinated,
in it.
And
right.
Everybody's happy for you. I mean, everybody's happy
well,
that
I
you got to do what
happy.
You
I don't
wanted to do.
I don't care whether they are or they aren't.
So what I'm saying is, shouldn't we celebrate that same thing for someone who doesn't want to get the vaccine?
But why do they
what
not want to get it?
What business is it of yours?
I suppose it isn't any of my business.
It's none of
as
your
long
business.
As it doesn't affect me. If you
well,
want to get sick and die, I don't give a crap.
But this is going to affect business.
But it doesn't affect you because you
it
have
does,
the vaccine.
It does, though, Jen. It will. But it will, and that's the problem.
I don't want things shut down again.
Exactly.
I don't care about wearing
that's
a mask.
What we're leading to.
But I do not want this economy shut down again. No, that affects everybody.
Yeah. Why should the economy shut down? It shouldn't.
Ignoramuses, the people that ran the country when it was shut down, including your former hero, is they're shutting things down. He allowed things to be shut. Trump. They should never have let the country shut down.
You are such a crazy person right now.
Thank you.
You sound like a crazy person.
I am crazy because this makes me crazy.
You sound like a crazy person.
I am
so tired.
Well,
it has
a lot
to
do with
Donald
Trump. Trump was in charge.
We had a whole year of Trump's leadership under
when the country shut down and the world shut down. And he didn't hold the Chinese accountable. There's no leadership there.
Okay, and that's fine. If we want to make it political, what has Biden done?
No, I'm not making it political. I'm making it
what
personal.
What has your hero, Joe Biden, done to make
my
the
My hero
Chinese
is not Joe Biden,
oh, okay.
as you well know. Yeah, you know
well,
now
my
you're
hero's
being
not Donald Trump either, well, so thank you for that.
Now you told us that he was the best president in the
He is, of my lifetime. No, okay. of my lifetime.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
Even better than your boy Reagan? That's a big statement.
Reagan had longer, so
I
would say
Reagan.
That... I would say Reagan, it probably because he had longer, but Trump a close second.
All right, 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are 2 sets for the price of 1. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's 2 sets of Giza Dream Sheets for 1 low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of the switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Twenty-three after the hour now, and the concern over comments is what we focus on right now, as is social media front and center in this portion of our overview. It's the Talk Radio Roundup, a complimentary piece that goes with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and Michael Harrison. The DJVers are here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Normally Jay Kirshner would be here to do the honors when it comes to comments and trending things, but she's under the weather. So we'll all do it. We'll all take a shot at it. One of the questions that was asked this week of DJV listeners, how concerned are you over the Delta variant? A couple of, let's see here, combination answers. Aaron, is it Bramblett, it looks like, listener? We ought to find out where these people are. From now on, when you give us a comment, just tell us where you are. Appreciate that.
He says he's in Missouri.
Oh, he did say that. You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Keep going. Keep reading.
I live in Missouri. Okay, anyway, my concern is heightening, he says. It's getting bad here. Anybody, do we know where Karen Engberg came from? No, it's not here. Anyway, she's very concerned about the Delta variant. Dan Myers says he's not much concerned about it at all. All right, let's see here. Another question that was asked and responded to by... I'm picking some of the responses here. Has the Delta variant made you change your mind over not getting a shot? Fiona Nash says no. Rich Howard says no. Somebody identifying himself with the initials BBC, or maybe this is the BBC in England weighing in, saying I'm waiting for the Omicron variant. I hear that one is off the chair. Huh? What is that? He's being funny? I don't know. What's the Omicron variant?
I have no idea.
Okay. Anyway, okay. The rockets and the space thing was number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers. Have you seen the Blue Origin rocket? It looks like a blank, blank, blank. All right. Tammy Greaves says we put men in space. Why can't we put big fan up there to blow rain clouds from East Coast to West Coast to put out wildfires and drought.
Okay, by the way, okay, that may seem ridiculous, but in California, we used to seed the clouds in the 70s. They used to seed the clouds to bring rain.
What does that mean? Live in a desert?
I don't know. They'd shoot stuff up there, and it would rain. And then
that happened when Reagan was governor. As a matter of fact.
And then the environmentalists went nuts and they said, well, you're going to have flooding and blah, blah, blah. So now we don't do it anymore. So here's the thing. When we're in a drought, why the heck aren't we seeding the clouds? Come on.
Good idea. John Walsack says, looks like a giant Johnson. Sally Welburn said, would you go up in it, Doug? The answer, Sally, is yes, I would. I want to make sure I was riding in the right part of it. Bridget Arndt said, after today's show, I did. Okay. She took a look after she heard us talking about what it looked like.
Pocket rocket. That's it, right.
Pocket rocket. All right. Caitlyn Jenner was heckled at CPAC, called a sick freak. Your comments, Ernesto Isidro said it's a messed up thing. Aaron Bramblett said that's not the behavior of a real conservative. And Chris Marengo said, I wouldn't hesitate to call him Bruce. I wouldn't hesitate to call him by his DNA designated gender. I would not abuse him with sick terms like freak.
You wouldn't have any respect for him either. So,
yeah, you know what? Here's the thing. I kind of came out strong against this because I think it's ridiculous to you know, push someone out of the field because you don't agree with their lifestyle, whatever. I mean, it's just stupid. It's not a winning combination.
That's what we've come to America.
But the way this was presented, it seemed like it happened on the CPAC stage. It actually happened in a hotel lobby, and it was one guy with a camera phone that did it. I don't even know what that guy was doing or if he was an attendee at CPAC.
One quick question about getting involved in Haiti. Should we? Big Al Poston says no. Mindy Galvin says Haiti needs help. Jerry Roeder says no. Zach Watts said, let some other country step in. All right, there it is. Thank you for your comments. Help yourself to all.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Fry.
The death toll from flooding across parts of western Germany and Belgium rose around 100 Friday as the search continues for hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Rescuers are scrambling to find survivors and rescue people trapped in houses at risk of collapse. Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed her sorrow over the loss of life during a news conference at the White House late Thursday, saying the full extent of the tragedy will only be seen in the coming days. End quote. Los Angeles County in California will require masks to be worn indoors, even by those vaccinated against the coronavirus. The University of California Higher Education System also said Thursday that students, faculty, and staff must be inoculated against COVID-19 to return to campus. Xiaomi is now the second largest smartphone vendor based on worldwide shipments in the second quarter of 2021. The Chinese company captured 17% of the global market share, just behind Samsung's 19%, but ahead of Apple's 14%. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Black Lives Matter is facing strong criticism following a statement the organization made on Wednesday praising the Cuba regime while blaming America for their plight. Journalist Dan Bongino has some not-so-kind words on Fox News for Black Lives Matter.
They're a terror group. Terror group uses, they use propaganda and terrorism, and that's what Black Lives Matter does. They are communists, and communists are terrorists, too. This hurts your feelings? You don't like it? Are we offending your delicate sensibilities? Kiss my rump. I don't care. I don't give a damn. I can't stand you. I saw you up in my face. I saw what you did. You're not fighting for black lives. The conservative movement is through school choice and empowerment initiatives and freedom and liberty around the world. You're fighting for terrorism and communism. You're not just not wrong. You're downright evil. There's a difference between misfeasance and malfeasance. You are on the far end of malfeasance. Your movement is grotesque, it's disgusting, and it's the body bag movement. The only thing this has ever led to in human history, what you're doing, is body bags. That is it.
Senator Marco Rubio, the Republican from Florida, in a statement wrote, "The extortionist ring known as the Black Lives Matter organization took a break today from shaking down corporations for millions and buying themselves mansions to share their support for the communist regime in Cuba." End quote. Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the words shark attack, saying sharks are unfairly stigmatized as deliberate killers. Instead, officials have suggested that violent run-ins with sharks be called interactions. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back into the zone here, talking about what's going on. It's the talk about the talk, if you will. Speaking of the talk, do you see that there's a new host on the talk television program?
Yeah, Harry O'Connell.
Yeah, what's his story? I don't know that much about him. Why?
He's been in a lot of movies. He is a kid. I mean, he was a child star. And I don't know. I think he's very likable. He's not ever been like an A-level movie star, I don't think, but he's been in a lot, and I don't know, I think he's likable, and here's what I like. I like the fact that they're mixing it up, because it's fun to see all the women chat, but I think it'll be cool to see, get a man's perspective, too, and I think women will appreciate that just as much as men.
Well, and he tests very well with women. He came to be very second close to he was in second place to Ryan Seacrest to be Kelly Ripa's co-host. So
oh, really?
Women love him. He's married to Rebecca Romijn. They're super cute. They've done some like Hallmark movies together. Yeah, he's just he's really into animal rescue with her. They're just a really cute couple, and I think that he's a great addition to this.
So Meghan McCain is leaving The View. Who's going to replace her there? Or are they just going to finally kill the show because it's it ought to be killed?
I thought there was some name that I thought was being
there.
Tossed
a lot
around.
Of people think that it's Anna Navarro, but the problem is maybe if it's Anna Navarro, she's not a real conservative. I don't know the last time she voted for a Republican candidate. So
they don't want a real conservative.
Right.
You know,
I think
bunch?
It would be easier. Come right. On. I think it would be easier maybe to have her. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. It seems a little.
All right. Back to the list, the conversational points, the top 10 lists are, by the way, at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. You can find them posted on our social media as well, Twitter and Facebook, at DJV Show, /DJV Show. So the CPAC, I thought there was only one of these, but apparently are they growing the number of CPAC events?
Yes, they're going to happen monthly now. No, there's two of them.
No. And so what happened that was of note other than Chris, the one person takes a picture of Caitlyn Jenner and makes fun of her, and that becomes...
In the hotel lobby, by the way.
International incident.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So what
not
else
that it's right, no matter what. If this person's a Republican, shame on you. But we don't even know who the person is. All right.
Shame
CPAC,
on you, no matter
recap
what.
For you. President Trump spoke on Sunday, I think, at CPAC. It was Sunday, I think, was the day. And then they did, probably the thing that came out of it is that they do a straw poll. Every time there's a CPAC, they do a straw poll to see who should be the person to run for the presidency. And they did it for 2024. And this time, instead of just allowing an open forum where people can just throw any name they want in the hat, they had like 19 candidates, anyone from Donald Trump to Ron DeSantis to Kristi Noem to Chris Christie to Mike Pompeo to even like John Kasich and, no surprise, got a zero, and Mike Pence. So a lot of names on this list, 19 of them. Trump won by 70%. He got 70% of the vote. The only other person who showed up with like 20% of the vote was Ron DeSantis. There were about four candidates who got 1%, and the rest of them got 0%. So it shows you that the party is really heading in the direction of Trump and or Ron DeSantis is who they'd like to see on the ticket in 2024.
So there's a lot of dreamers. Okay. That's my read on it. Let's
who do you
talk.
Think will be the nominee?
For the Republican, I think DeSantis probably has a pretty good chance of it.
I just thought maybe that people were dreaming about that. I think it's very likely that it will be Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis will not run against Trump. He may run with Trump, but we'll see if Trump just.
I think he and
I'm
that.
I'm just curious. Did Pence get any? I'm just curious.
0%. Was he there?
Probably not.
I don't know if he was at CPAC.
He's pretty much cut
his been
size.
Out on the stump, though. No, he hasn't, actually. He was out
with
this
Trump.
Week saying,
I'm
no, he was talking about what the administration did. I mean, it would be silly for him to cut ties completely because, look, his history, he wants to run for president. He's clearly out there and speaking a lot, especially over the last couple of weeks. He's been really getting out there. And it would be silly for him to poo-poo Trump because for 4 years, he did great work as administration.
He's
got to run on that.
He's not going to poo-poo him. He's just kind of separated himself. I think that's pretty clear, and that's okay. Nobody's saying he's putting him down. He's just going a different direction. Anyway, let's get back to COVID for a second, because I noticed that we have not only mask mandates in L.A. County, but around California and other places, New York. But how do they announce, how do they enforce in L.A. County, Jennifer, where you are, how do we're going to require you to wear masks indoors. Who's policing that? Wait, get $100 fine if somebody sees you?
I have not in the last year and a half seen a police officer enforcing it, but maybe they do and I haven't seen it. I think more than anything it's businesses and people saying you can't come in, you know, leaving it up to the private business to enforce because it's indoors. So, you know, I think that's kind of what it is. I don't think that you're I can't imagine that, like, the police are prioritizing this, and they shouldn't be. There is so much going on in L.A. right now that they should be focusing on that really matters, the crime that is skyrocketing. I would hope that they're not going to waste their time handing out tickets to people without a mask on their face.
All right. There's a secondary story here. We have, as always, climate change in the top 10. I saw this, and apparently you did as well. Jennifer, the story about the moon wobble and what that means in the next 10 years. There's a warning this week from NASA about the wobble. And so what is that? The moon going to crash into? Somebody said to me yesterday, you see, the moon's going to it's going to crash into the Earth. So
this is, you know, again, I kind of look at these stories and I go, oh, great. Something else that we can all be. I mean, there's so much fear mongering that's going on.
Afraid. Yes.
Yeah. Be afraid of everything. So now the latest thing you have to be afraid of is the moon wobble. According to NASA, coastal communities in the United States, that's you, Victoria, that's a lot of my friends here in California, be forewarned, there's a dramatic surge in floods that's just over a decade away, according to NASA. They say that it's going to start in the mid-2030s. They say a lunar cycle will amplify rising sea levels caused by the climate crisis. And they found a study led by members of the NASA Sea Level Change Science Team from the University of Hawaii that say a far northern coastline such as Alaska will get at least another decade break before this happens. But those of us in the southern part of the United States, so we've got to be on the lookout for the high tide floods. They say they involve less water than storm surges from a hurricane, but the accumulation effect over time will have an impact.
Okay. So the football season, when do they start? The end of July, right? They get into training camps and they'll start to play a regular season starting Labor Day. Then they play in August, a lot of games. And so apparently there's a move to start the season with both the American National Anthem and the Black National Anthem.
I got to correct you. There's only one National Anthem, actually.
Yeah. Well, what's the Black Anthem?
Which is why
where did that
I
come from?
Be watching football, at least for a
while. I never even heard of this. I know this is part of number three this week on the countdown.
It's called Lift
this
Every Voice.
Critical race
sing.
Theory stuff. It's called what? Oh,
it's
is that the one that?
Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Okay. So what do they call that other than the name of the song? Is
they call it the
somebody
Black
referred
National
to?
Anthem.
Who's they?
The group who says that it's the Black and National Anthem.
But who is
know.
It?
I don't know who the they
are. Is this just another one of these one person says it and it gets traction, like the woman taking a shot of Caitlyn Jenner? One person, it's like the shot heard around the world?
I think it's more than one person. I mean, it's definitely been a priority for Black Lives Matter and those types of groups to make sure that the Black population has their own national anthem, which to me is just so divided. And if that's what we're working against, I don't know why each individual demographic in the country would need
what about
their
the Italian
national anthem? Right. The Czech national anthem, the Irish national anthem. I mean, it
so
is.
So what is Larry Elder, who is a colleague of, a friend, actually, of ours. He's a colleague of yours. He's now taken himself off the radio and he's running for governor. He has lots to say about things like this. I'd be interested. And he's a Black American. What he thinks about, I
he
can
says that
imagine.
This is the kind of stuff that breeds racism. I mean, I can't speak for him, but in talking to him, and look, if the goal for us is to be diverse and to celebrate unity, then why are we trying to separate people? Why are we trying to form different groups that are going to be isolated within themselves? This is not who we are as a country. This is not what we stand for. We stand together.
I think
deal
it is
with the
what
people.
We're becoming.
It is what we are becoming.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, this week it was so troubling. Cuba, I know, is trending on the countdown this week and all of the stuff that's going on. The Black Lives Matter group actually came out this week and they praised the Cuban regime, which is now starving its own people, not giving medicine to people who are sick. People are sick, dying. They're looking and scrambling for food. They're looking for help. And Black Lives Matter came out and actually went after America, saying that America was the problem and that the Cuban regime has this right and celebrated the Cuban regime and communism for solving the racism that was plaguing Cuba. They're looking at communism as a solution to what they consider the racism problem.
All right.
That's
pass.
A tough pill to swallow.
Next, we go through a few of the people on the people list here as time allows. It's 44 after the hour in this week's review of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Back into the fold here with the stories and people on the list is the king of the conversation during this hour. So let's see. I'm just trying to pick out a few people who have shown up on the list here. And I think what I like about the list this week are Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos being in the same category, as it makes sense. There's an 18-year-old, you see this, who's landed a spot on the Bezos space flight. His name is Oliver Damon, graduated from high school last year. He's got a spot on the trip, which is next week. And what do we know about this kid? Anything? He won the spot in
just
the
just that he's a lucky kid, because that's $225,000, right, that a ticket costs. So
right.
Good for him.
All right. So, Victoria, you sent me a note yesterday about two slots being open on Branson's Virgin Galactica. How do people apply for that?
Well, you just go to Omaze. You can go to virgingalactic.com, or you can go to Omaze/space, and you can enter to win. I think it's $5 gives you 50 chances to win, and the more chances you get. So, yeah, why not, right? You should do it.
Well, some people would put in, but there'd be somebody who put in $500,000 or something just to...
But it doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, one ticket is the ticket-winning ticket. You could do it.
Yeah. It could be. It's like the lottery, the regular lottery.
$5 and buy you some lottery tickets.
No, you don't want to go?
Because God knows if I won, I'd be like, wait it out a little bit.
Well, I would go. I would go in a minute, actually. I think it would be a great experience. Great stories. Can you imagine the stories you can tell? Having been up, I love to tell stories.
Oh, I know. It would be so amazing. I'm just a chicken. I don't know. It would freak me out a little bit. But I think it would be so cool to see that view.
Yeah. Ugh.
I think it would
the
be
way
a
the,
little...
The way Branson's rocket thing works, that made me, for whatever reason, it made me so much less nervous.
Yeah,
because the plane takes off.
Yeah,
and then it's a glider, and it doesn't land in the ocean or anything like a capsule. It lands, it looks like a private jet landing. So, like, to me, if I'm going to do any of them, I'm not going up in the pocket rocket. Sorry, Bezos.
No.
I am not going up on that thing. It looks like a
although
Russian...
I would want your face in the portal so that I could take a picture as you go up waving.
I mean, that thing looks
do
so
it for Instagram,
antiquated.
Victoria.
Do it for
Instagram.
The gram. Do it for the gram. I don't know. I think I'd
the
be okay
pocket
with the version.
Rocket.
Yes, it's very
there
phallic. And
I
so it looks
that.
Like some
yes.
Yeah, it looks like something like that the Russians had would have done in the 70s. It's
it looks
very...
like if Dr. Evil had a spaceship,
yes,
like that's
Austin
exactly
Powers.
Right. Yeah,
yep.
That's what it would look like.
Dr. Evil, aka Jeff Bezos, taking off. All right, there it is, ladies, thank you. The overview of the hot hits from the DJV point of view at 10 before the hour.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, it's time for us to spend some quality time with our pal Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com, who was in, he was, the website wasn't. Nick was in Chicago. I suppose the website was there because you represent the website, right? The Chicago Auto Show. So what sort of recap do you have for us as to how you were impressed or not as to the events and the people there and the folks who were displaying? What did you take away?
You know, it was a great effort to get back out of the pandemic, but it was about a third of the size of the regular show. And so that's a little disappointing. And for consumers who are paying money to come in to see it, I mean, I think that might have been a bit of a shock to go, wait, we were the 1 million square feet. We were the largest auto show by space in the country, and now we're not. And so that was a little disappointing. But look, listen, pandemics messed a lot of things up, Doug.
Yep,
so we had to put our big boy shoes on and start again.
Back to work again. Toyota, speaking of putting big boy shoes back on, Toyota has announced it will stop donations to Republicans who object to the certification of Biden's Electoral College victory. I thought that was pretty interesting on a couple of levels. The fact that Toyota admits publicly to giving donations to politicians. Something that we all know is a dirty little secret, but this is a Japanese automaker that has donated tens of thousands of dollars to corporate PACs and to those who are running that they think can influence their business, I'm guessing. I think it's pretty out of place, frankly. What do you think?
Well, Toyota's a really interesting car company when it comes to this, or automobile manufacturer. So let's look at them all. All of those numbers of their donations are reported. There are companies that report who donates to who is right-wing, who is left-wing. Right. And it's a whole fascinating subject on its own. Toyota have been almost down the middle, 50%. You have to remember that they are based in Plano, Texas, just outside Dallas, so they're in a Republican state. They donate to their local politicians, which tend to lean them slightly Republican. But they're also super progressive. They will not get involved in dirty politics. So Toyota will also not they will not buy advertising on any news source whatsoever. So you'll never see a Toyota ad inside news. You'll see it inside weather or sports, but never inside news, because they have a news-free policy, because they try not to take sides. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that they're saying now these guys are just too far outside of the fringe for us to be involved in. And I don't think it's going to be the last. There's other people that do the opposite. There's car companies that are much more right-wing and car companies that are much more left-wing. It's a difficult game to play because you have unions, because you have a factory, because you have communities, and you're based in states where you need local politicians to help you build factories. It's a difficult road to navigate, and I honestly think that it's probably right that Toyota don't, but they probably also don't donate to people on the left-wing who are outspoken mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting that people ought to know that that's the sort of thing that's going on. It's so rampant. Yep. It's deliciously decadent and deliriously dominant, but really dangerous, I think. The whole system is so damned. Oh, my God. So have you ever been to you must have been to a public auto auction. I love going to auctions, but I've never been to a car. There's the largest car auction in the country, if not the world, takes place here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, an old General Motors plant that got converted into an auction house. And three times a week, they run thousands of cars through the auction. Yeah. And this appears to be something, you know, that the dealers can get into, and you understand that. But who goes to public auto auctions, and why would they have one? What's your experience with that?
Yeah, dealers and wholesalers mostly. So what happens is somebody will buy a bunch of cars at one end of the country, like, for instance, Seattle and Portland, and put them on a truck because they are getting huge prices in Miami, that kind of car is right now. So maybe a Lexus and SUVs, and they'll drive them down. I mean, that's exactly what they do. So these guys are grabbing all the cars they know are hot in one place and transferring them to another place. I can't go to those places because I'm like a five-year-old and I cannot stop bidding. And I said, oh, that's nice. Oh, I keep putting my hand up, and then I realized, I just spent my, my retirement fund because I got too excited.
I'm looking at an auction here, a 1969 Chevy Camaro SS sold for $23,500 at an auction, a public where the public went in, you know, and I think that speaks to, I had one of those once, and I think it was worth, I paid $8,000 for it, and I credited it to someone for 20-something thousand, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas.
Yeah, hello. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, and talk to you next week. Nick Miles, check out his R Auto Expert.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.